Tantor Audio presents The Ship That Wouldn't Die, the saga of the USS Neosho, a World War II story of courage and survival at sea. By Don Keith. Narrated by Arthur Morey. And thus they'll fight for ages on, till warships sail no more, amid the boiler's mighty heat and the turbine's hellish roar. So when you see a ship pull out to meet a warlike foe, remember faintly, if you can, the men who sail below. From The Snipe's Lament, author unknown. Prologue. May 6, 1942, in the Coral Sea, between the Solomon Islands and Australia. Abandon ship! Everybody, get off the ship! The wild-eyed, red-faced sailor yelled as he ran through the vessel's forward compartments. She's going down, boys, if she don't blow up first. Another sailor, busy passing up ammunition to the gun crew above, had no reason to doubt the truth in what his shipmate was screaming. From his station in the number one magazine, where shells were stored to feed the forward deck gun, the barely 20-year-old sailor could see nothing that was going on outside the hull, but could certainly feel the thuds and tremors, and heard the thunder as his big ship took vicious hits at the bow and amidships. After a morning of cruel teasing, the vessel was now catching full-bore hell from a sizable and determined swarm of Japanese dive bombers. Though the guns on his ship were firing back, it was clear, even down here in the dark, smoke-filled magazine, that the enemy planes were homing in, inflicting what could be mortal damage.